Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Reports are being sourced to White House officials today that the president will soon take executive action that spares as many as 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation and gives many more the opportunity to apply for work permits. Meanwhile, thousands of children who over the summer flooded the southern border are still in limbo. And we wanted to take a minute to get an update about these thousands of children who have mostly dropped out of the headlines. Bishop Mark Seitz is bishop of the Diocese of El Paso, Texas, and he's seen many of these young children and their broken families firsthand.
I have to say that most of the people I've met are not really up to date on the debates that are going on in the halls of Congress or elsewhere. All that they know is that they were in fear of their lives where they were. They felt that they had to leave behind everything that was familiar with them and run someplace. And some of them have come to our country. Many went to other neighboring countries around them, and statistics show that. But the ones who came to us, they're just clinging to whatever little hope they might have and hoping that they can avoid the violence that they faced at home.
And in many cases, the decision to come here has been a real sort of low odds play. I'm reading that of over 1,500 cases, not 94% of children who were removed after having no lawyer during their adjudication.
Yes, we in the church have a tremendous concern about that. I just can't imagine putting myself in the place of these children, coming into a courthouse, finding myself in front of a judge and a government lawyer, and having to represent myself and respond to their questions, often asked in a different language. It's an impossible situation for these children to represent what that might be a very legitimate cause for some kind of protection.
Bishop Seitz, one of the policy questions that's come up was never resolved in how to deal with this influx of minors from Latin America has been some of the human trafficking laws that we have and how easy it is to deport a minor or another person who comes on the southern border if they might be a victim of violence at home or of human trafficking. Where do you think that might land? And having seen as many of the people as you have along the border there in El Paso and the outskirts, what do you think needs to be done?
Well, we do have a law that was passed by unanimous vote of Congress and signed by the president in 2000 and then reaffirmed by the Congress. I believe it was just last year, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And that's supposed to allow some kind of due process so that victims of human trafficking, this abuse of human beings of the worst imaginable kind, children and women in particular, can be prevented. If they come to us, we need to have processes in place so that we can find out whether this is the reason they came to our border before we deport them back into that unimaginably terrible situation that they only just left.
One of the aspects of that debate is whether to have the same law for people who arrive over the border with Mexico as for people who are from non-contiguous countries. And that may continue if the immigration debate ever gets solved in the next couple of years. But during that debate, Bishop Seitz, we talk about the battles between Republicans and Democrats, Congress, all the time. For somebody dealing with people on a daily basis the way you are, what are we missing about this debate? What is the nation missing, do you think?
I think the nation is missing the human face of the issue. We hear numbers, and numbers scare us, and people we do not know or understand frighten us. If only we could humanize this issue, come to grips with the reality that these are fellow human beings, and begin to somehow put ourselves in their place, I think we would come to more humane solutions that would reflect the goodness of our country and the goodness of our people.
Bishop Mark Seitz is Bishop of the Diocese of El Paso in Texas. Bishop, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.